Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This program is brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ in Ulaga, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker. Today, we're looking at overcoming impatience. Webster's definition of patient is defined as bearing pains or trials calmly or without complaint, manifesting forbearance under provocation or strain, not hasty or impetuous, steadfast despite opposition, difficulty or adversity, able or willing to bear. Thayer defines it this way in the New Testament, the characteristic of a man who is unswerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to the faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. Baxter defines the word patient as impatient endurance, patient awaiting, a patient frame of mind, patient perseverance, enduring and adherence to an object. Patience is also a word that we can be translated as long-suffering, and it's something that Christians, we'll see in a moment, is to possess. We are required to be patient. We see that we are to add patience to our lives in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. We are to follow after patience, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 11. We are to be sound in patience, Titus 2 and verse 2. We are to run the Christian race with patience, Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. And we are to have the need of patience in Hebrews 10, verse 36. And also patience is a characteristic of a saint, Revelation 13 and verse 10, Revelation 14 and verse 12. We'll look at some biblical examples of patience. God is patient. We have numerous verses, such as Romans 15, 5, Romans 2, verse 4, and on and on and on. We have this illustration given. The atheist, Bob Ingersoll, once defied God in public, saying, "I'll give God 5 minutes to strike me dead for the things I've said." The audience waited breathlessly as he held up his watch. Women fainted as the time almost expired. And at the expiration of the 5 minutes, he put his watch back in his pocket. When an old preacher was asked his reaction to the matter, he said, "Did Ingersoll think he could exhaust the patience of the eternal God in 5 minutes?" Christ is patient. We see in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5, "And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and to the patience of Christ." And we have numerous Old Testament examples of patience. We find the prophets, as mentioned in James 5, verse 10, and Job, also mentioned in James 5, verse 11, and we see these individuals were patient. We find New Testament examples, such as Paul, John, the church at Ephesus, the church in Thyatira, and the church in Thessalonica. Let's look at some areas in which we need to exercise patience. And we have several areas which we could look at, but we'll look at just a few today. We need to be patient with ourselves. Thus, we are not to go to pieces. We are to be patient with ourselves in sickness and reverses and failures. We should be patient with ourselves in developing spiritual maturity. The Christian life is a process of growth and development. We do not learn to walk or talk in a day. It requires about 100 years for an acorn to produce a giant oak. We need to be patient in our homes. Husband and wives should be patient with one another. Neither should expect perfection. We need to be patient in soul winning. We know that there are some souls that respond and some souls will not. We read about how Paul talks about one planted, one watered, but God gave the increase. We need to be patient during persecution. We find several verses, such as 2 Corinthians 6, verse 4 and following, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 4, and others. Jesus says that the persecuted are blessed because theirs is the kingdom of heaven, and their reward is great in heaven, and they are in company with the prophets of old. This will help us to be patient in persecution. We need to be patient regarding church growth. Best fruit ripens the slowest. You can't plant corn in the morning and have roasting ears for dinner. Anything worthwhile takes patience. Though we must not rationalize ourselves out of stagnation, there are several things we need to keep in mind concerning church growth. Mushroom growth will usually fade when the sun goes down. Steady growth is usually the solid and enduring type of growth. It is God who gives the increase, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6. And it is ours to plant and to water. There are other evidences we see, however, of growth besides numerical increase. We need to be patient in our prayer lives. In answering prayer, God sometimes says, wait a while. He often chooses to take time to work the wonders of his will, Galatians 4, verse 4, 1 Chronicles 28, verse 6. So we must be patient when we pray to God. We need to be patient with others in general. When tempted to lose patience with the other fellow, just pause and think how patient God has been with you. We need to bear and forbear and be long-suffering, Ephesians 4, verse 2, Colossians 3, verse 12, and verse 13. How is patience produced or acquired? Well, God's word produces patience. We find Romans 15, verse 4. We also see that tribulation brings patience, Romans 5 and verse 3. We should pray for patience, Colossians 1, verses 9 through 11. And hope produces patience. And we close with this, looking at the patient and how the patient will be rewarded. Hebrews 6 and verse 12 says, Who through faith and patience inherits the promises. We must not be patient or impatient. We must be patient and following God, waiting for his reply to our prayers and being patient with others. We thank you for listening today. And remember, as we look at Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13, the Bible says, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you any be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Verse 13, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. Thank you for listening to Exhortations. We hope you'll join us again next time.